For much of the past 100 years, classrooms have been designed with the teacher seated in front of desks for students. The desks are almost always positioned in lines facing the teacher. But many educators now say children can do better in a less structured learning environment. And designers have been providing spaces and seating to meet those suggestions. Bob Perlman works as an education consultant in the United States. He helps teachers and school administrators with educational planning and other issues. He told the Associated Press that traditional classrooms are a thing of the past. Now students work in extended learning areas that include project planning rooms, workrooms, and laboratories, as well as learning spaces for groups and individuals. Perlman points to Albemarle County Public Schools in Charlottesville, Virginia. The school system invited teams from all its schools to develop learning spaces that would help students deal with complex ideas and work on creative building projects. Now, its elementary school classes have exchanged traditional desks for things like soft seating and connectable tables. Another change to the design of classrooms is the ability to connect to the internet. Classrooms, libraries, and laboratories used to be the only spaces where students spent their school hours. Wireless laptops and project learning have changed that, Perlman said. He noted that this has made all school spaces into possible extended learning areas. Joe Earp is with Teacher Magazine, a publication of the nonprofit Australian Council for Educational Research. She notes that in the 1970s, American Robert Sommer was urging a critical look at traditional classroom designs. Sommer was a psychologist. He believed that in any given room, the lighting or heating will be better in some places than in others. Earp said that in addition to newer, freeform classroom designs, some teachers can find good results with designs that combine new and old ideas. They could try lining up desks at the start of the year and then placing them in groups as the classroom relationships become clearer and project work begins. Natural light, reduced outside noise, and good air quality are all considerations in classroom design, says Aaron Jobson. He is with the Quattrochi Quack Architects in Santa Rosa, California. More and more evidence connects the physical environment to learning outcomes, Jobson said. New designs include glass walls inside buildings and doors that increase connectedness among students and create more open space for teachers. A major supporter of non-traditional explorative learning spaces is David Thornburg, who wrote the book From the Campfire to the Holodeck. He says schools should provide spaces based on how humans learn. That could mean one room is used in different ways at different times, or in different ways at the same time. Lauren Myers teaches at a public charter school in San Jose, California. She says redesigning traditional schools can be costly, and teachers do not have big budgets. So she noted that many teachers get creative with what little money they have to create a specially designed classroom. In her class, Myers set up a space where students can calm down, and a special workplace for students who demonstrate good behavior. Over the years, famous designers have lent their abilities to school furniture. Among them, Jean Prouvaire, Alvar Aalto, and Arnie Jacobson. Today, classroom furniture includes all kinds of seating, with work tables of different heights. Imagine Charter Schools, which operates schools in 9 U.S. states, offers colorful seating that turns in different directions and other soft seating. Montessori schools have soft lighting, similar to home environments, and simpler furniture than traditional classrooms. Marianne Box is a design specialist at school furniture maker Hertz Furniture in Ramsey, New Jersey. She says movable pieces are big sellers at the company. They are designed to help control children's energy levels and give them places to center their attention. Self-contained study areas have power supplies for computers, footrests, and armrests. Teacher Lauren Myers loves that designers are coming up with more seating choices for young students. Children shouldn't be expected to sit still in a chair for more than 20 minutes at a time, she says. Sometimes it's as simple as switching where and how you sit that can set the tone for the rest of your day. I'm Pete Musto.